Gladiator by Stephanie Weston.
How many times do I have to tell you? It's my turn to have the sword and shield.
Yeah.
Atticus, for the last 3 gladiatorial bouts, I have been equipped, no, rather encumbered, with the trident and net, which everybody knows is full of holes. I don't know whose job it is to mend it, but there has been severe dereliction of duty on every occasion.
Is that so?
When we go through to collect the weapons, I will demand that, in the interests of fair play...
Look, mate, you can demand all you want. I ain't giving you no sword and shield. End of.
But you have it every time. You fought 16 bouts and never once had the trident and net. How do you think your opponent felt?
Grateful that it was quick.
Charming. Have you ever asked yourself...
Look, what? I've had enough of this. I don't want to hear no more of your bleeding whinging.
Any more.
What?
Any more of your bleeding whinging.
Are you correcting my Latin?
No. Well, I suppose I am a bit of a stickler for correct grammar.
You ain't even from Rome.
I've only been here a week, but I must confess I've been quite dismayed by some of the sloppy speech.
Who do you think you are? One of them poets? Well, you can stick your verses where the sun don't shine. It's a man's game, being a gladiator.
I didn't want to be one. I had a nice little business laying mosaics.
So how come you are one, then?
Well, there was a row about one that I put down for a general called Brutalis. He kept referring to my Pompeian sunset tiles as red, my Vestal Virgin's blush as pink, and my full chamber pot as brown.
And I suppose you were daft enough to correct him. Thought so. Silly bugger.
He had me charged with being a public nuisance, and I was sentenced to a year of gladiatorial combat. I gave a speech to the judge, and it was extended to 3 years.
Good to know Roman justice still works.
I'm not cut out for this sort of life. I hate having to wear these sandals. I keep thinking someone's going to tread on my feet. I'm a martyr to my corns.
You can't be doing too bad if you've won 3 bouts with the trident and net.
I didn't win them.
How come you survived, then?
Well, to tell you the truth, all 3 were stopped due to rain. Well, 2 due to rain, 1 due to hail.
You're from Britannia, aren't you?
Yes.
I thought you lot only fought in the summer.
We did.
Yeah, there you are. Look, lads, we've had a bit of a delay. The Christians will be going on late, and you're on after them.
What's happened?
The lion's dead.
You what?
One of the Christians had a makeshift crucifix made out of chicken bones. He was walking over the grill that covers the pit where the lion's kept. It roared. He got startled and dropped the crucifix through the holes. The lion went for it. It got stuck in its throat, and it choked to death.
Oh, so the Christians won't die today, then?
Not unless smugness is terminal.
Why did you allow them to have a cross? I thought that sort of thing was banned.
I know. They smuggled it in as part of their packed lunch.
What are you going to do? The Emperor will go mental if there's no Christians.
Marcus is seeing if he can get to tie 2 wigs onto a goat and then keep the action down the far end of the Colosseum. The Christians will be briefed to fall over should the goat run toward them. Thank Jupiter, the Emperor is short-sighted.
He'll need to be bleeding blind.
He's also got that tummy bug that's going round. With any luck, he'll have to leave the arena every 5 minutes.
What time are we going to go on, then? I can't sit around all day.
Well, I don't know. Consult a soothsayer or suck it up. I can't be expected...
No, Marcus, you idiot! Plain wigs, not those with the coronets of Venus attached. For crying out loud!
Well, this is an unwelcome development.
Too right. I've got to be somewhere at 6.
You've got to be somewhere? So you were anticipating my death?
Well, yeah. I put a deposit down on a nice little villa and I'm supposed to be seeing a man about the interior decoration.
I can't believe I'm hearing this. It's supposed to be a fair fight. I demand...
Look, mate, it's what the missus wants. And I've got to pay for it. Not only has she ordered 2 new couches with ivory armrests, Jupiter knows why, they sound bleeding uncomfortable, but she wants a special floor for the toilet.
Wait, a mosaic floor?
Yeah. Shame you'll be dead.
Small lavatory, is it?
Well, it's only a hole with a bench with my arse on it. How much space do you need?
You will be wanting an expert. Someone who specialises in miniature mosaics. What picture do you want? Mars? Neptune with his trident?
No, it's the wife's brother, dressed as Stercutus.
Stercutus.
God of crap.
You need a small space specialist, like me. I was the go-to person if you wanted Apollo in his chariot. It didn't matter if you didn't have much room for a substantial deity. No god too small was my slogan.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Of course, if you're happy to tell your wife, you might end up with only her brother's nostrils.
No, wait. Are you sure you're the only one? I can't piss my wife off.
Really, Atticus, you're starting to sound like one of them poets.
Look, just hear me out.
Shame I'll be dead.
Flora's, please. Truth is, she's already furious and threatening to leave me. I'm not likely to get another missus at my age. They all go for blokes with hair and teeth and without a tattoo of Trajan's column on them.
Why is she furious?
I might have accidentally killed her brother. He was such a stupid sod. I replaced the sponge on his stick with a sea urchin. Thought he'd notice when he went to wipe his arse, but the tight bastard didn't want to replace the oil in his lamp. Died of his injuries 2 days later.
I see.
Good riddance, I say. But the missus sees it differently. And I do love her, Floris. Her family are bleeding morons, but I don't want to be without her.
Ah, well, this is certainly a paradox. I need to be alive in order to help you, but in order for me to be alive, you need to be dead.
Well, I ain't got no idea what to do.
Haven't got any idea.
You bleeding well correcting me again. I was born and brought up in Rome, but you're just... Why are you here if you're from Britannia?
The gladiator master there had a habit of mispronouncing his words, Pacific instead of specific. Unacceptable for unacceptable. And one day I corrected him.
Better get warmed up, lads. The Christians say they can't do much more running around. Four have got dodgy knees, another one's sciatica has given him jip. And anyway, they've done their hours.
They shouldn't even be alive!
Well, there you are then. It matches the same thing.
We ain't gonna fight.
You what?
We can't fight because...
I think what Atticus is trying to say is, another action-packed performance might not be conducive to harmony in the Emperor's bowels.
You reckon?
Undoubtedly. And that's something you wouldn't want to be responsible for. After all, surely your job is to curate an afternoon of thoughtful, yet stimulating, top-class entertainment. But if the Emperor felt that he was being made to suffer...
All right. Bloody hell, everyone's a critic.
It's a good job one of us can think on our feet.
Thanks, Floris.
I've never understood why we have gladiators anyway.
People want a bit of a laugh. Your rituals at the temples is all very well, but at the end of the day, what really goes down a storm is some silly sod running round the arena, tripping over his own net, and then being disemboweled.
You know, back home I once ran an alternative afternoon's entertainment. Thoughtful tiles, a meditation on mosaics.
Speaking of which, I will be expecting mates rates for the job at my villa, as in, I won't be paying you nothing.
Well, that is outrageous.
Well, we're mates, ain't we?
Mates?
Bet you never charge your mates back home.
I don't actually have... Okay, no charge.
Well, thanks a bunch. We're now going to have an hour of Lucius the Eunuch and his Harp of Happiness.
See you tomorrow, then.
Wait, not so fast. You're going nowhere until this is sorted. I don't see why I should suffer alone.
But I've got to be in...
The Emperor wants the Dance of the Graces. Only the girls are off with the same tummy bug. What the hell am I going to do? I am totally in the shit.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but just how short-sighted is the Emperor?
You're not... Do you even know what shoes dancers have to wear? And have you seen my corns?
You two is the Graces. Oh, bloody hell. I'm as good as crucified.
We could take the wigs off the goats, put on some frocks.
You're gladiators. You can't go out there togged up like Vestal virgins.
I am not losing my missus. I've got to sort out this bleeding mosaic.
Okay. All right. I suppose it could work. Virtually no bugger stays for Lucius the Eunuch anyway. There's usually a stampede for the exits quicker than if the lion has got loose. Or worse still, the Christians with their pamphlets on the word of their God.
Well, maybe if I soak my feet afterwards.
That's the spirit!
And anyway, we won't be alone.
What do you mean?
If memory serves me correctly, there were actually three graces.
No! Hades would have to freeze over.
Personally, I wouldn't want to upset the Emperor, but if you know better...
Especially if I've been responsible for the Christians and their chicken bone cross cock-up in the first place.
Come on, then, and let's get it over with.
With luck, no one will recognise us and we can keep shtum. We're all mates, ain't we?
Aren't we? Yes, we are.
Hail Caesar! Those that are about to die of embarrassment salute you.
In Gladiator by Stephanie Weston, the part of Florus was played by Armin Georgian, Atticus by Roger Serridge, and Julius by Keith Crawford. Directed by Keith Crawford, music by Chris Taylor, the Little Wonder team are Keith Crawford, Owen Roberts, Chris Taylor, and Oliver Warren. Coming soon from Little Wonder, Inside Me by Sophie Murray.
Anyway, I know it's going to be a difficult day for you today, so I wanted to make a special effort for you.
All the wrong things, all of... What's today?
You look confused. Oh, God.
What
you don't
are
remember?
You talking about?
It's your anniversary, sweetheart.
Ours?
Not ours, silly. That's still 3 months away. No, this time last year you had your stroke, didn't you? Got yourself locked in.
Little Wonder.
Hi, I'm Keith, director of Little Wonder. We hope you enjoyed the show and will leave a like, comment, or share us via social media. You can find all our work on iTunes under Little Wonder Radio Plays, where a rating or review would really help us out. Thanks for listening and come visit us at littlewonder.website.